Hello, and it's good to be with you again, isn't it, Ronnie?
Yes, it is. And in a packed program tonight, we shall meet a scientist who crossed the theories of Sigmund Freud with those of Albert Einstein and got sex at the speed of light.
And for the ladies, tonight we talk about rhumbarbas and what to wear if you've got them.
But first, the news. Following the dispute with the Domestic Servants Union at Buckingham Palace today, the Queen, a radiant figure in white silk gown and crimson robe, swept down the main staircase and through the hall. She then dusted the cloakroom and hoovered the lounge.
In a dramatic incident in the House of Commons last night, Mr. Cyril Smith rose from the Liberal front bench and the rest of the party fell off the other end.
And we've just heard that the price of British Rail coffee is to go up to 15p a slice.
The powerful secret society known as the Lords of the Universe held their annual meeting last night, but their president, the Lord Chief Controller and Commander over all living things, was unable to be present. His wife wouldn't let him out.
The next event was the annual general meeting of the Society for People Who Think Their Methods of Transport. Its patrons are Mr. Robert Carr and Mr. Michael Foot. Mr. Foot arrived by car, Mr. Carr arrived on foot. Mr. Foot launched the proceedings by hitting a man who thinks he's an ocean liner over the head with a bottle of champagne. After which he hailed a woman who thinks she's a taxi, boarded her and left. The whole venture is being financed by someone who wishes to remain an omnibus.
In the next sketch, I interview a lady who likes Nicholas Parsons. And I interview a Parsons...